It's one step closer to sailing. Under the new Healthy Sail Plan, Royal Caribbean Group and Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings submitted their return to cruising plan to the CDC on Monday morning. By Monday afternoon, the Cruise Line International Association also submitted a plan on behalf of its member lines. Carnival Corporation told Cruise Radio that they are submitting their plan in a coordinated effort through the Cruise Line International Association. One item that remains consistent throughout all the plans is testing for all guests and crew. And Cruise Industry News is reporting that a cruise ship that was built in 1980 will soon have a new life. The 40-year-old vessel named Berlin, which was until recently operated by Dreamline Cruises, will now be turned into a charter yacht. The ship will undergo a refurbishment before re-entering service. And finally, Alaska may not have cruise passengers, but Denali National Park is responding to their increased visitors by expanding operations throughout the winter. The changes, including groomed trails and late winter access to the Denali Park Road, will provide more opportunities for travelers to explore the millions of acres of backcountry and wilderness that the park offers. You could find more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.